Hello everybody, I'm back with another video in the Soul Winning series, and today I want to talk about the importance of using the scriptures or using an actual Bible, carrying an actual Bible with you. Okay, so when preaching, you must not explain it entirely in your own words. You must use the Bible or the person you preach to will not get saved. Okay, I've seen this before where people will kind of just try to explain it in their own words, and that's something you should avoid. Obviously, you will have to use your explanation and other illustrations, but the key thing to use when you're preaching the gospel is the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," right? They will not believe the truth if you don't preach the truth to them, okay? It's not just preaching your own ideas or your own explanation of it. You have to use the Bible. And here are some other verses as well, which talk about this. 1 Peter 1:25, it says, "This is the word which by the gospel was preached unto you." Ephesians 1:13, the Bible says, "In whom also you trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession," right? So the Bible tells us that it's the word of truth that you heard, that, you know, you trusted, right? James 1:21, it says, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." And there's a lot of other scriptures which talk about this. This is repeated many times in the New Testament, that it is the word of God by which we are saved. It is the word of God by which the gospel is preached. So if you're not preaching from the Bible, then you're not actually preaching the way that the Bible says you should be preaching. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a physical Bible. Again, you could get somebody saved by just, you know, preaching the words and just them hearing the scriptures, right? If you have the scriptures memorized, you could preach it to them, right? And sometimes this will happen. Like sometimes I'll knock on a door and they'll have like a screen door, right? And they don't want to open the door for whatever reason. They have a dog, they don't want to run out, or they're just not comfortable opening the door or whatever. And I'll show it to them through the door, right? Now, obviously, sometimes with these screen doors, I don't know if in other states or other countries they have this as much, but in Arizona, like almost every door has a screen door where they have like just these little holes where light can come through. And so you can't really see through it. So there's not really a point in me like showing them the verses, right? Showing it up to the door because they can't see it. So I'll just have to preach it to them and they'll have to hear. And sometimes they end up getting saved, right? Or online, you know. Obviously, I can't really, like on YouTube or on Omegle or something, I can't really just like show them the verse like that. That's not really that easy to do. So again, I'll just have to preach it and they'll have to hear it and believe it, right? But you still want to quote the Bible, whether you're showing it to them and reading it off the page or you're quoting it to them, they need to hear the word of God in order to be saved. Now, a good practice, though, when you're going soul winning door to door is to still have a physical Bible with you, right? Because you could just quote to them, they could just get saved, but it's better to have a physical Bible and to show and tell them the actual, you know, words on the page, right? So, for example, and again, I'll go through more of these examples later in the series as I get to all the particular points, but we should ask questions based on what we show. So, for example, like when I get to Acts chapter 16 and I read the verse that says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I show it to them, right? I show them on the page and my finger follows the words as I'm reading it. I say, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And I'm physically showing it to them. And then I ask them, "Hey, what does that say that you have to do to be saved from hell?" "Oh, it just says believe." And then I point again to the verse and I say, "Does it say you have to do anything else?" Right? Now, again, I could just quote it to them. And if they're really paying attention, they'll still be able to answer it. But it has more of an impact when they're actually looking at it and they're hearing it at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's good to have people read the scriptures with you and also quote other scriptures as you're turning from page to page, right? So it's good to have a combination of physically showing them, right, the verses on the page and also other verses you might have memorized to quote that as well if you have something off the top of your head, right? So that's why it's good to have a physical Bible. Another thing is, in your gospel presentation, it is good to use illustrations and examples and parables that are based on things that the Bible says, right? So the thing is, like I said, you should be using the Bible and you should explain verses, right, with your own words. It's just that you shouldn't only use your own words, right? Obviously, we will have to use illustrations that will make it simple for them. And there's a lot of illustrations which are biblical based. Like, for example, the gift analogy. The Bible says about salvation, it says it is the gift of God, the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says is the gift of God, lest any man should boast, right? In Ephesians chapter 2, right? So the Bible tells us salvation, eternal life is a gift, right? So it's good to use a gift analogy of like, hey, if I give this Bible to you as a gift, and I say it's a gift, but you have to go wash my car or mow my lawn, is that really a gift, right? And then they'll say, no, it's not a gift because they're working for it. And they'll say, so if you have to work for salvation, is that really a gift? No, it's not. So then do you have to do anything else besides believe? No, you just have to believe and then receive that gift, right? So it's a good illustration or example you could use. Another thing, bread of life or water of life example. The Bible, in the book of John, Jesus compares salvation to eating bread or drinking water. You could use that as an example of how easy it is to get saved, that Jesus just says, you know, you just have to eat the bread, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I think that's John 6:35. And so again, it's a very clear example for how easy it is to be saved, but it also shows that it's eternal, right? Because if he says he's the bread of life, if you eat that bread of life, you'll live forever. That explains that, well, if you like had a piece of bread, right, and you eat that piece of bread and then you're never hungry again, you don't have to keep eating that piece of bread over and over again. You just had to eat it once. So in the same way, you only have to be saved once, right? So it's another good example to use. Another thing that I use is the wicked believer scenario to kind of make the point of eternal security. So basically, I'll say something like, hey, if somebody believes in Jesus, where are they going to go when they die? And the person says, oh, they're going to go to heaven. And I say, well, what if this person believes in Jesus, but then 20 years later, they do some really bad things? Like, for example, they were to kill somebody or even to kill themselves, commit suicide. But he already believed in Jesus 10 years before. Where is he going to go when he dies? And if they're paying attention and they believe the Bible, they'll say, well, that person's going to go to heaven, right? So these are all examples, illustration scenarios you can give in order to make the point, right? But you should not only use illustrations. You should not only use your own words. You should use the Bible. So these are some things, some good tips that you should definitely apply when you go soul winning. Again, have a physical Bible, learn the Bible, you know, be able to quote some scriptures, and use illustrations in your gospel presentation. I'll go into more details about different things you can say and different illustrations you can use when we go through each of the points in the gospel presentation in later videos. So thank you, buddy, for watching.